We will now talk about wandering customers. This is the largest segment in terms of traffic. The maximum number of customers or prospects walking into your store would be of the wandering type, while they make up the smallest percentage of sales. So you can see that it is not a very profitable segment. They contribute to the maximum traffic, but their contribution in terms of sales is very small. They are the least profitable customers. These customers are normally new to the industry and most of the times visit the retailer only for confirming their own needs on the products that they are looking to buy. The selling strategy for wanderers: they should be properly informed about the various positive features of your product so that they develop a sense of interest. Since they are wandering customers, they will probably be walking into every store in that area. They would probably not have a need of a particular product. They could be just looking around. So in order to convert them into a customer, in order to arouse their interest in your products, you have to put in a lot of effort. You have to highlight the various benefits of your product. Identify what they like about their current preferred retailer or vendor. Then show to them how you are better than that preferred retailer. There is not a whole lot that you can do about the group of wandering customers, because the number of wanderers you have is driven more by the location of your store than anything else. It is just about where your store is located. If it is in the center of a mall, then there will be more traffic, more people just wandering around, walking into your store, browsing, looking at what you have to offer, and then they will walk out. Therefore, there is not much you can do about this segment, but you will still need to try and generate interest in them so that they become your customers. The next group is of ready-to-buy customers. They are ready to buy, which means they have a need, an urgent need of the product. Thus, the salesperson has to find out what this need is, what are the requirements, and quickly fill this requirement. Once you demonstrate that you have what the customer needs, they will become your client. Okay? If what they need is ongoing, then they will become a repeat customer or even a loyal customer. So that is the strategy of selling to a need-based customer. Quickly fill the gap or the need that they are looking to be filled or satisfied. Demonstrate that your product is good. And if they have an ongoing need, try and convert them into a repeat customer. New customers. These are usually people who have come to you, the retailer, for the first time. It could be that they are new to that area. Most probably, these customers, like we said, are new to that area. The more you try to know about these new customers, the more chances of them being converted into a loyal customer. What is the selling strategy that a good retail salesperson should use for new customers? Gather information about them. Since it's a person who is maybe new to the area, even new to the city, and definitely new to your retail store, gather information about them. Try and understand their lifestyle, their psychographics, their values, attitudes, and based on that, offer products to them. Sell to them accordingly. Inform them of your products and services and your capabilities. You need to nurture these customers into becoming loyal ones by providing excellent products and good service. So, we have just discussed how to identify your customer. When you look at the customer or interact with them in the first few seconds or the first minute, try and mentally place them in one of the categories that we have discussed so that you can use the appropriate strategy to sell to them. A retailer should always focus on the loyal customer and should expand the product range to leverage impulsive customers. Like we said, loyal customers are always the ones that will contribute the maximum to your sales. The retailer should focus on them and involve them in their decision making, in solving problems, even in taking your merchandising or retail mix decisions. Impulse customers form a big segment and they are usually excited by the variety that you show to them. Therefore, expand the product range to leverage the impulse customers. For other types of customers, strategies should be changed to modify them, to let them fall under either of these two categories, the loyal customer or the impulse customer. So the retail salesperson has to try and handle the customers in all the other categories in a way that they either become an impulse customer or they convert into a loyal customer. At the same time, ensure that the loyal customers have a very positive shopping experience every time they enter your store, and this will only help the retailer in increasing their bottom line profits. In the next segment, we are going to talk about physical appearances. Well, we have spoken about physical appearances in a previous chapter, but that was in the context of the appearance of the retail salesperson. Here in this chapter, we are going to talk about identifying the customer and approaching them. So the topic of physical appearance and decoding body language is in the context of the customer. So what is the physical appearance of the customer? What are they wearing? What is their dress? And what is the retail salesperson supposed to understand from their body language and appearance? Let us get an insight into that. Physical appearances create an impression on the receiver even before the verbal message starts. So the moment a customer walks into your store, you look at them and you form a mental picture of what the customer is like. Some experienced salespeople may also be able to preempt about the product choice that customer is going to make. Physical appearance consists of personal appearance, like grooming, the clothing, the clothes that they are wearing, hairstyle, neatness, as well as posture of the person. We all know that physical appearances can be very deceptive. Therefore, a person's appearance may be totally irrelevant to their spending capacity. Mistakes are made by salespeople very often in trying to assess their customer based on the appearance of the customer. Haven't we all heard of people who are well dressed, who look very rich, but they end up being shoplifters? A lot of celebrities have a problem of picking up goods, small goods, even big ones, from the stores they visit. So the physical appearance of a customer is deceptive. It should not be taken as an ability to buy a product. It should not be taken as an indication of the buying power of the customer. And this is something that the salesperson has to bear in mind at all times. The body language of the prospect or customer is also extremely important. The salesperson should be able to read the body language of the customer walking into the store and approach them accordingly. Understand what is the body language or the posture saying. Based on that, you again mentally categorize the customer and decide the selling strategy to be used for them. The next step is to grasp the attention of the customer. Now, a customer has walked into your store, you have seen their physical appearance and body language and made an impression about them in your mind. Now, you have to grasp their attention, arouse their interest in buying the product from you. This is the first most important step towards making a sale, towards closing a transaction. Most customers take only 3 seconds to pass by the entrance of your store. Unless the customer has decided that he wants to look up a product from your store or he wants to buy a product from the store, the retailer has to make a huge amount of effort to pull the customer into their store. Therefore, there are many ways that the retailer wants to devise. He wants to do all that is possible to attract the customer's attention and to get the customer to walk into his store. Even though after that the customer may not end up buying anything, there may not be a conversion to a sale, but at least the customer has walked into your store, he has seen your product, he may keep that in his mind and put it in his memory and at a later date want to come back to your store to buy something. If he likes the product or if he likes the ambience of the store, he may even refer to others, even though he may himself not have bought anything from you. So how is the retailer going to grasp the attention of the customer? How does he arouse a high level of interest and motivation so that the prospect walks into his store? The retailer should use a number of methods to attract customer attention. Not only one, it has to be a number, it has to be a basket of efforts, because different types of customers will get attractive or motivated by different methods. So you could have an external environment of the store and an internal environment of the store, and different customers will be able to identify with different aspects of the store's environment and then be motivated to walk into the store and see what is it that they are offering. So what does the external environment of a store mean? What are the various elements that consist of the external environment? It could be the range of merchandise or your collection that you are offering. It could be the display at the entrance of the store. It could be the window of your store, the signboard or the mannequins that are displayed in the store, the promotions and adverts, any promotions or advertisements that the customer has read, maybe in the print media or maybe banners that you have put up somewhere. So once the customer sees all this, he would like to walk into your store with the idea of at least browsing around to look at the merchandise that is on display. The lighting of the store will also be an extremely important element of the external environment. The atmosphere, the environment surrounding the store, and the location of the store. If your store is located in a good part of the city, in an upmarket mall, the footfall would be very different. The kind of customers walking in would be very different. How to entice these customers to walk into your store will be very different from arousing interest of those customers who are located in another part of the city. So your location of the store is very important. It should match with the kind of target customer you have in mind for your product or store. The internal environment of the store consists of three very important elements, which are the customer himself. Well, how is the customer an important internal environment? Well, how is the customer an important element of the internal environment of the store? Strange, but true. How does this work? When a customer is walking past your store and he sees the other customers inside your store, he may get interested. If the customers inside your store are upmarket, elite, well-dressed, fashionable, then this customer who is walking past your store will automatically be pulled into your store. The other important element that comprises the internal environment of a store is the merchandise itself. Merchandise or product is one of the most important piece of marketing. It is the main reason the customer goes to a store. Therefore, the merchandise is one of the most important aspects of the environment of the store. The last one is the people that work in the store, which could be the employees and the salespeople. Let's move on to the next segment, which is customer approach. What do we understand by the term customer approach? It can be defined as an advance or overture made by a salesperson to the customer. It is the first contact that the salesperson has with the customer, and it is the stage when the selling activity starts. So selling doesn't start towards the end of the selling activity or presentation. It starts at the first contact that the retail salesperson makes with the customer. From the word go, from the time the customer is approached by the salesperson, the retail sales activity starts. Every aspect is watched and observed by the customer or prospect, and then he decides his decision to buy the product or not. The approach to the customer should be made in a way that you get immediate and favorable attention, and it should be a positive attention and not a negative one. So you have to grab the customer's attention for all the right reasons. Needless to say, the salesperson's appearance, product knowledge, experience, and attitude. Remember, these were the characteristics or skills of a good salesperson we spoke about in one of the previous chapters. So all these, when projected at a customer interested in listening to your sales message, come together to create what we call a selling opportunity. So a selling opportunity is a combination of a number of things. One being the customer's willingness or ability to buy, the other being the salesperson's appearance, product knowledge, selling skills, experience, and attitude. Professional salespeople have to develop a skill for assessing the prospect, whether it is in terms of assessing their physical appearance, their body language, assessing their ability to buy, assessing which category of customers they fall in, so that you can tailor your selling strategy to ensure a transaction. So salespeople essentially have to be able to understand behavior, verbal or non-verbal, of the customer, and then decide how to proceed to sell to them. The salesperson's approach with the customer has a few objectives. It is designed to create that very good, very positive first impression that we've always spoken about. The customer approach also has to give attention to the customer while at the same time grab the attention of the customer. So it is a two-way. You have to give them attention so that you're grabbing their attention. Make the customer feel welcome and comfortable in your retail outlet. Establish a zone of friendship, trust, and confidence. So it is important that the salesperson is able to have a certain rapport with the customer so that the customer wants to proceed to the next step of the selling process. The salesperson should show the customer that customer service is their top priority, that they are approachable, that they want to be of assistance to the prospect. The salesperson should then direct the customer to the merchandise. Timing of the approach. We've always said timing is very crucial, and therefore timing of the customer approach should also be crucial, isn't it? The salesperson has to approach the customer at just the right time. He has to make his advance at the right time, which means it should not be too early or it should not be too late either. If the timing is wrong, you can make or break a deal. You can scare away the customer, you can irritate the customer, and you can totally lose the customer if your timing is not correct. Let us look at some guidelines to help the salesperson decide whether the approach to the customer is timed well or not. Allow the customer some time to get used to the store environment. Let them look around. Let them browse through the merchandise that is on display. Let them get a feel of the place. The customer may feel he's being pounced on if he's greeted immediately the moment he enters your store, without having sufficient time to look around. If this greeting from the salesperson comes in too late, it may give the customer the impression that the salesperson is not interested in making a sales. Therefore, you may end up losing the customer for good. A good salesperson is going to observe the customer and his body language to decide what is the right time to approach the prospect. So, what aspects of the body language should they observe, and how can they decide what is the right timing? Let us understand these aspects. When the customer touches the product, starts to look at it from all sides and directions, it means this is the right time to approach the customer. When the customer looks at the price tag, he flips over the price tag to see what is the price written on it, then it may be a good time to approach them. Customer spends more time in a particular section of the product. Therefore, it shows the interest level of the customer in the products that are displayed in that section. That might be a good time to offer your assistance to the prospect. When the customer looks around and tries to catch the attention of the salesperson, is also the right time to approach them. But if at this point in time, when the customer is looking around to catch the attention of the salesperson, but the salesperson is looking somewhere else, then you are definitely going to lose the customer for good. Now let us move on to the next section, where we are going to talk about the methods of approaching the customer. These are some of the different methods of approaching the customer: the greeting approach, the merchandise approach, the service approach, the non-verbal approach, a special feature approach, the customer benefit approach, and lastly, the compliment approach. Now let us understand each of them in detail with some examples. The greeting approach, or it is also referred to as the conversational approach, is used when a customer appears to be browsing through your product range. It is a way of opening a conversation. It is a way of greeting as well as opening a conversation, and also trying to get some information from the customer as to what is he looking at, what is the product that he wants to buy. Even though the prospect may not have shown much interest in any particular category of merchandise, by then, the salesperson still needs to go and say hello, greet them, and understand what is it that they are looking at. The conversation should obviously be opened in a friendly manner, in a warm manner. For example, good morning, how are you? Or it could be hello, a great weather we are having at the moment. So you're not really referring to the selling or buying process. You're not even asking them what is it that they want to buy. You're just trying to open a conversation with the prospect, trying to tell them that you are available for assistance if the need be. Open the conversation, and then this allows the customer to indicate their needs. Okay? You can try and say something wherein you get an idea of what the customer is looking for. Good afternoon, can I help you with something? Or something like, may I help you? Now again, this kind of a sentence may not be a very good opening sentence, because what if the prospect says no? May I help you? No. Then what happens? The conversation comes to an end there and then. And then it is very difficult to start another conversation and involve the customer. You could say something like, hi, my name is Neha and I am here to assist you. Call me if you want me to help you. Okay. Again, the term help may not be very appropriate. It kind of indicates that the customer is helpless and you are there to help him. So your choice of words has to be well thought of. The next way of approaching the customer is via a merchandise approach. Here, as the name suggests, you come directly to the product. The merchandise approach immediately focuses attention on a product category or a particular product. It is used when the customer shows interest in a particular item, either by looking around in that section or by touching it, touching the product, or reading the information that is there on the packaging. The salesperson's opening remarks should reflect the customer's interest. Then you can develop a better understanding of the needs and preferences of your customer. Let's look at examples. Hi, these are new today. What do you think of this style? Good afternoon. These are of great value at the moment. Which style are you looking at? So you kind of starting a conversation, trying to find out which kind of a product is the customer going to look for. Hello, you're looking at one of our best lawnmowers. It's light, easy to use and very powerful. Or you could, in case of apparel, you could start by saying, are you looking for a size 40? Or are you looking for a formal shirt? Are you looking for a casual shirt? Something very simple. The next approach is the service approach. It is effective for customers who know what they want, or those customers who are in a hurry to buy and leave. Customers are usually conditioned to saying, I'm just looking, whenever you ask them, can I help you or may I help you? This kind of a opening statement will elicit a negative response from the customer. Therefore, have an opening statement, use an opening statement which gives you a positive response. For example, how may I be of service to you? So here the focus is on serving the customer, therefore the term the service approach. This approach is limited. It cannot be used every time and should be used only when the customer has a product in their hands. So you know that this is the product that the customer is considering to buy. This approach, the service approach, may have a few risks also. Let's look at them. What if the customer says no and then it cuts off any chances of continuing with your conversation? If you say, may I be of help or may I be of service, it implies that the customer is either lost, he needs your help. The customer may be thinking, and he wants to be left alone. He wants to browse around. He just wants to look at the variety available and think, what is it that interests him? So if you interrupt that browsing or thinking by offering your service, the customer may not be happy about it. The next one is the non-verbal approach. Here, body language, gestures, facial expressions, eye contact, posture and poise are analyzed, observed. A warm smile or eye contact are some signals of non-verbal approach. So it is not necessary that the salesperson every time has to say something to the customer. You can acknowledge the customer with a nod or have a look on your face with a smile that says, may I help you? So nonverbal communication can be used to approach the customer. You could use the special feature approach. This is used when a special feature or a promotional offer is currently running for that product. So you emphasize on that special feature or the promotional offer, and that is how you start the conversation with your prospect. Sir, if you buy this product, you will get a 20% discount. Or, hello ma'am, if you buy this purse, you will get extra loyalty points for this week. There are special offers in the kids' wear section today. Or you could say something like, there is an offer of buy two, get one free on this product. So in all these examples, what the salesperson is doing is they are emphasizing on a feature or an offer that is currently in effect and thereby attracting the customer to that offer. The customer benefit approach. This utilizes the concept of linking features of the product to its benefits. The salesperson can start the approach by highlighting the benefits the customer will gain by buying the product and by using the product. It is basically a visualization that the salesperson has to start in the mind of the customer, where the customer visualizes the act of using that product and how it is affecting him or how it is satisfying the needs of the customer. For example, in our new accessories section, you will be able to get accessories that match the clothes that you select today. Great. So this is also how the salesperson will be able to cross-sell and upsell. The color of this product will not fade even after repeated washes. So the salesperson is trying to highlight the benefit of this product, saying that even after repeated washes, the color will not fade off. Therefore, it makes more sense for the customer to buy this product. The compliment approach. Don't we all love compliments? Yes. It can be used to appreciate the choice of the customer, thus reinforcing his purchase decision. It could be something like, ma'am, the color blue suits you. So maybe the customer is standing in the trial room or in front of a mirror in an apparel store and trying to place the garment on them to see what it looks like. And if at that time the salesperson reinforces the choice of the customer, saying something like that this color suits you, or this is my favorite style too, or something like, sir, this is a very good choice indeed, then the customer is happy to conclude that sale. Let us now understand some common mistakes in approaching. We have discussed them through this chapter. Here we are just trying to recap the mistakes that most salespeople make in approaching a customer. The timing, approaching too soon without giving the customer a chance to either settle in or time to browse through the merchandise is a big mistake. No eye contact with the customer, that is absolutely wrong. Eye contact, establishing eye contact with the customer adds to the credibility and integrity of the salesperson. Therefore, it is very important. Making over smart comments or personal comments about your customer, which they can hear, is definitely a big turnoff for the customer. Talking too softly or too loudly, talking too fast, talking too much, these are all mistakes. Not letting the customer talk, not acceptable. You may be full of knowledge, you may be full of information that you want to share with your customer, You want to tell the customer, I know so much about my product or my industry or market, but that is not correct. The customer may not be interested, he may not have the time. Only very few customers really indulge in small talk with the salesperson. So focus at the presentation or the selling at hand and talk less. Not giving the customer your full attention is another mistake that the salespeople make. I personally find this very irritating. When you go to a store, a salespeople will be dividing his attention between two or three different groups or individuals, thereby causing all of them to waste time and to get irritated. Sometimes the customer may even end up walking out of the store because he is not getting enough attention. We are all social creatures. We want attention. We have discussed earlier that it is a good idea to give importance to each customer and, if possible, address them by their name. Not smiling. Well, not smiling shows a very cold side of the salesperson. You have to show the customer that you are warm, approachable, friendly, and willing to serve the customer. Thank you.